Hello everyone, my name is Jeremy, and I am going to be demonstrating a bug that I found in Ubuntu 18.04 relating to the settings screen. Before I demonstrate this bug, I want to give you a little bit of an overview about what's going to happen, and that is that when I launch the settings screen from the top bar, Orca will hang and not read anything. There are parts of the settings screen, as I've posted in this bug report in a previous message, that do read. So, for example, if I invoke the sounds settings screen from the dash, I can read that screen successfully and navigate it. I am going to be doing this demonstration using a Behringer USB mixer. So obviously I was able to configure that as an input from sound settings. So let's get into this. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to press Alt Control Tab to get to the top bar.
Window top bar push button. Activities toggle button. Alt press.
I'm going to press Shift Tab once to get to the system menu.
System menu.
I'm going to go down until I hear lock.
Volume of microphone slider 1.0. Brightness slider 0.7. W0 general collapse. Uncollapse. Fully charged collapse. Jeremy Lin system. Lock push button.
I'm at the lock button. I'm going to press left arrow to get to settings.
Settings push button.
I'm going to press enter on it. When settings loads after I've pressed enter, we should see Orca freeze.
Settings
has loaded. I'm going to tab once. I have no feedback. I'm going to try now using Orca's flat review feature, which, since I'm in laptop layout, is going to be caps lock U to move by previous line, caps lock I to move by current line or to look at the current line, and caps lock O to move to the next line. This, for those who are not experienced with the way Orca works, is a way of looking at content that is on the screen that is not accessible in the tab order. I am aware that there is a bug filed upstream related to keyboard access in the settings screen where you can't go up and down the list of available settings that you can change. However, on other distributions, according to this bug report, you can at least use flat review to access the settings that you need. In this case, however, as we'll see in just a second when I try to use flat review, this does not work. So I'm going to press caps lock U to go to the previous line. I have no feedback. I'm going to press caps lock I to try and read the current line. I have no feedback. I'm going to press caps lock O to try and read the next line a couple of times. Again, I have no feedback. Sometimes Orca will appear to read part of this screen. And when it does, you cannot stop speech unless you kill Orca with Alt Super S and then bring it back up with the same keystroke. In this case, it's not doing anything. I don't even know what part of the settings screen I'm on. I'm assuming from playing around with this a little bit earlier that the settings screen, when you open it, drops you back where you were. So, for example, if I was in the sound settings previously, it would bring me back to the sound settings screen. But because I've moved around since then for the purposes of this demonstration to get it back into the main settings window, this is what's happening. If I go to the sounds window, which I'll do first by closing the current window that I'm in by pressing Alt+F4, which I just did. I'm going to wait for it to close. I should be returned back to the Audacity window when this closes. This sometimes takes a minute to close, and Orca just read a bunch of blank stuff. I don't know what it was gathering information from. I'm going to see if I can try and find out where I'm
window,
at.
Audacity frame, new context menu to change.
Okay, I'm back in the Audacity window. It said a bunch of blanks, and then it closed the window and returned me to Audacity. I will demonstrate a working part of the settings window. And the way I'm going to invoke this is I'm going to press the super key and open the dash, and I'm going to type sound.
Use context menu to change format. Use context menu to change format window.
The reason it said use context menu to change format is that was part of the Audacity dialogue. I'm using Audacity to record this. So I'm now in the dash window. I'm going to type sound. And I'm going to wait for Audacity it to tell me that there are icons up. The first thing that popped up was Audacity. I'm going to press down arrow.
Sound change, sound levels, input, output, and other sounds, push up.
That is the sound icon. And it gave me a description that says change sound levels, inputs, outputs. And it gave a few other pieces of information. But that's basically what that description is. So I'm going to press enter on sound.
Window settings frame.
I'm now in the sound dialog. If I press tab.
Panel, region and language.
I can see a panel that says region and language. If I press up or down arrow from that panel, I see no other icons. I think this is related to the keyboard bug that was filed upstream. I'm going to press tab again.
List with two items, output volume, horizontal slider 30,490, toggle button press.
I can see the output volume, and I see an unlabeled toggle button, which I'm assuming is mute. Based on the fact that when I've pressed it in the past, I've lost all sound. So I'm assuming that toggle button is mute.
Output volume, horizontal slider 30,490.
That is the actual slider for the output volume.
Toggle button press.
That is the mute button that I was referring to earlier.
Enough raising the volume above 100%. This can result in a loss of audio quality. It is better to increase application volume settings, if possible. Overamplification, toggle button, not press.
This button is overamplification, which is a volume boost for output. I'm not going to activate that. There's going to be a toggle button to the right of it if I tab again, which will actually be the same button. In GNOME 3, I think starting in GNOME 3.26, maybe a little bit earlier, in some dialogues such as this one, Orca will see two buttons for the same thing. I don't know visually if it actually is two buttons or just a really large icon or what's going on visually, but if I tab again,
overamplification toggle button, not press.
I see the actual button that I need to press for overamplification. If I tab again,
output page tab.
I'm on the output page tab. I can cycle through these tabs by pressing left and right arrow like this.
Input page tab.
That's input.
Sound effects page tab.
That's sound effects.
Applications page tab.
And this is applications. So this screen reads pretty well. I'm going to close this screen by pressing Control Q. And this should return me to the Audacity window.
Audacity frame. Use context menu to change format.
It did. I pressed Control because Orca was about to read a bunch of stuff. I'm now going to demonstrate the privacy window to show you that that also reads. So I'm going to press the super key.
Use context menu to change format window.
And it read the last tooltip from Audacity and then told me there was a new window that showed up. So I'm going to type, I'm going to start typing the word privacy. I'm going to type PRI. And you won't hear any keyboard echo because I have my keyboard echo turned off. By default, for some reason, it landed on screenshot. I'm not sure why. So I'm not really sure whether I need to go up, down, left, or right at this point. So I'm going to have to kind of move around a little bit using my arrow keys. The overview, or the dash in this case, is in a grid. So if you're an Orca user, you have to kind of move up, down, left, or right. So I'm going to try moving down.
Printers and printers, new printer tabs and decide how you want to print push button.
This printers. I'm going to try moving right. Nothing. I'm going to try moving left.
Settings, push button.
Settings. That's probably going to take me into the main settings screen, which I don't want to go back into. I'm going to try moving up one.
Screenshot, push button.
I'm back on screenshot. I'm going to go right again.
Shotwell, push button.
Shotwell. Okay, so I'm assuming that I actually need to go down from settings. So I'm going to go down twice.
Printers and printers, new printer tabs and decide how you want privacy, protect your personal information and control what others might see, push button.
I finally found it. It is actually under printers. So I'm going to press enter on privacy.
Window settings, frame.
Now that I'm in privacy, I'm going to tab.
Panel, region and language.
I see that region and language panel again. And my apologies if my speech is a little bit fast, which is why I'm also repeating what Orca is showing. The reason I'm doing this is because I read with Orca at 100%, because I've been doing this for a while. I've been using Ubuntu since 6.10, and I've gotten used to reading this quickly. So my apologies if speech is a little bit fast, which is why I'm, again, repeating what the screen reader is telling me. So I do see the panel of icons that you can switch to. However, if I use up and down arrow, once again, as before, I cannot see the list of available items to switch to. Again, I believe that's related to the keyboard bug that was reported upstream. I'm going to tab.
List with six items, three not off.
I can see a number of items here. According to Orca, there are six items in this particular list. Currently, I am on screen lock. If I tab again, oh, by the way, the screen lock says it's off, which I turned off because I don't really need it for my situation. So I'm going to tab again.
Location services off.
Location services is also off.
Usage and history on.
Usage and history is on.
Purge trash and temporary files off.
Purge trash and temporary files is off.
Problem reporting manual.
Problem reporting is set to manual. I've actually never been in that dialog, so I'm not entirely sure what settings are in there. I'll look at that later. Let's see if there's anything else in this screen.
Connectivity checking on.
Connectivity checking is on.
Search toggle button not pressed.
And we're back to the search box or search button. It says toggle button. If I were to press this, it would bring up an edit box that would allow me to start typing what I think I might want to find in settings. I'm now going to close this window and do one more demonstration. And the reason for this next demonstration, let me close this window. The reason for this next demonstration is to demonstrate, unfortunately, that Wi-Fi is not accessible. If it weren't for the fact that I can connect to my Wi-Fi network using the installer, I wouldn't have network connectivity right now. I don't, unfortunately, have sighted assistance to do this stuff. So I got very, very lucky that the installer enabled me to do it. And the Wi-Fi network selection in the Ubuntu installer is fully accessible, which I'm very thankful for. So let's demonstrate this Wi-Fi bug. It's pretty much the same bug as what's in the main settings window. However, this one has an added attraction of, if this does what I think it's going to do, it's going to tell me it's connected, but it's not going to tell me that what it's connected to. It's also not going to let me see the list of available networks that are loaded. So I'm going to demonstrate that real quick. So what I'm going to do again is I'm going to go to the top bar with Control Alt Tab.
Window top bar, push up. Activities toggle up and not pressed.
I'm going to Shift Tab, to the system menu.
System menu.
I'm going to, this time, listen for the name of my network, which is W0JRL.
Volume slider 0, microphone slider 1.0, brightness slider 0.7.
That's brightness. I think I need to go down one more.
W0JRL, connect.
Okay, there's my network. I'm going to right arrow to expand this menu.
Expanded, select network.
Select network, unfortunately, does not read and hasn't read with Orca for a few versions now. I'm going to go down until I hear Wi-Fi settings.
Turn off.
There's turn off.
Wi-Fi settings.
There's Wi-Fi settings. I'm going to press enter on Wi-Fi settings.
Use contact settings frame.
Now we're in the settings frame. I'm actually going to give this a second to load. Because sometimes it will randomly say connected. It does not appear to be doing that this time, however. I'm going to tab in this window. I have no feedback. I'm now going to try and move using flat review, which again is caps lock in my case because I'm in laptop layout, caps lock U for previous line, caps lock I for current line, and caps lock O for next line. I'm trying to move to the previous item in the window. If there is one, I don't know. I don't see one. It didn't tell me anything. I'm going to try moving to the next item with caps lock O. And again with caps lock O. No feedback. Nothing in this window is reading. Sometimes what Orca will do is it will get just enough information to start reading a bunch of icons. And when it does that, there's no way to make it stop speaking. If you press the control key when it does that, I've only been able to get it to do it a couple of times while trying to troubleshoot this problem. And when it happens, I have to actually press Alt Super S to disable Orca and then press Alt Super S again to re-enable it. But it doesn't appear to be doing that this time. Again, as I said, it's kind of random. It may do it, it may not. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to press Alt-F4 to get out of this window because it doesn't appear to be anything I can do further in this window. So let me just close this. It's now in the process of closing. Unfortunately, this may take a minute. We also may find that as it's closing, Orca may read a bunch of things.
Audacity review context menu to change format.
Which it didn't. It just dropped me back into the Audacity window. So, that is what's going on from the perspective of a blind user. I hope this was useful. I hope that I explained enough in this audio recording to give you an idea of what's happening. And I appreciate everyone who's working on this for taking the time to take a look at this and try to help me get this fixed. So I will attach this audio file to the bug report up on Launchpad. And I hope this is useful. And again, I appreciate it, all of your help, very much.